prayers and our condolences to millions, if not thousands, of people who are losing family members. They're losing friends. This year and many more years to come will be a very difficult time. I'm going to let the music play and let God touch your spirit. Let God bless your soul. We're going to listen to this, and then we're going to open it up with a prayer. And we're going to talk about some things that's been on my heart for quite some time. So you guys just bear with me while I get everything together. And again, my heart goes out to everyone who is going through an extremely trying time. This is a very, very difficult time in our lives. And I really want to touch and agree with a lot of people, but I really want to talk to you tonight about something that's very important. And we're going to be talking about the concept of time when it comes to your life and what you're supposed to be doing. And I get it. I get it. We want to have fun. We want to hang out, go to the clubs, and all that stuff. Listen, God understands it, right? He understands it. He wants you to have fun, but he doesn't want you to lose sight of who he is and the things that he can do for you. So you guys bear with me. Listen to the music real quickly while I get everything done. Just give me about a minute. Thank you guys for being here. I really do appreciate you. Put a one in the chat if you can hear me clearly. Let me know what's going on. We're going to get everything together here shortly. Listen, I don't have to see it, but I know it's coming. Amen. Come on. I don't have to see it, but I know it's coming. I don't have to see it, but I know it's coming. This is a side of me that a lot of people don't get a chance to see. And the side of me that you guys are going to witness tonight is a side that's always been inside of me. It's a side of worship. And you guys have to understand that, you know, I more than realize that I may look a certain way, I may come off a certain way, but there have been plenty of times where I've gone through plenty of storms, and I have to not only pray in the midst of that storm, but I have to also remember that I'm praying and giving God the glory and worshiping in my good times. And it's very difficult for a lot of people to acknowledge the fact that I'm going to celebrate God in my good times and not just come pray to him when things are bad. Not just come pray to him when I need him to get me out of trouble, but I'm going to pray and I'm going to seek after his face at all times. And again, it seems like it's somewhat of a contradiction, because a lot of times we want to have fun. We dress a certain type of way. We try to hang out. Of course, people use profanity and everything like that. But, you know, God is saying, like, I understand that you want to do those things, but you don't have to lose sight of me. You don't have to lose that relationship with me, you know. So we want to give a big shout out to everybody that's in the chat on Facebook and on YouTube. Thank you, guys. I'm going to be looking forward to the screen here. I was trying to work on some thumbnails, but we're going to get right into it. I'm trying to hear the audio as well for. OK, so my Bluetooth is not kicked in on. On the Facebook, so y'all bear with me real quickly. Resume that. Let's bring out the other microphone, and we're gonna get it going. So we're gonna do this. But again, I just saw some news from a Facebook post of a young lady who I went to middle school and high school with. And her birthday was August 16th. She passed away on August 19th. And they are going to have her. I think they buried her on September 13th, but they're going to celebrate her life. Sheena Johnson, they're going to celebrate her life. I think they celebrated her life today. And it's extremely unfortunate. And you know, you got to understand this, guys. We grow up and we see people, and there's a part of us that thinks that we're going to live forever, until you realize that someone close to you or someone that you know didn't make it past the age that you are. And you start to realize that the concept of time is not what you think it is. We don't know the day nor the hour. And when I was little, my grandma used to say, I was 19, I'm in my 20s and 30s. My grandma used to say at all times, stay prayed up. And I have a praying family that's been praying for me ever since the day I was born. And they understand, way before I can understand, the trials and tribulations that anybody's going to go through. And don't lose sight of who God is and what he's been doing for you. Because the moment that you lose sight, what does the devil do? If those of you who believe in it, when I talk about the devil, I talk about the evil conscience of the mind. There's a portion in our minds with righteousness and evil. But which side are you going to placate on? Which side do you want to be a part of? Because there are two sides, but you can only serve one master. And it's clear and it's very divine that we're here for a purpose. A lot of times we feel as though when we do something bad that we did a good thing. And then when we do something good, we looked at as squares and we're green behind the ears, right? But when you look at life and you go, well, which side do I want to be on? Which side is giving me more righteousness? Which side is being more fulfilling to me? Which side helps me go to sleep at night so I can say, you know what? I did the right thing. And again, when I talk about this, I'm not talking about just a simple fact that there are a lot of people on this Friday night that are going to go out. They're going to get wasted. They're going to do any and everything that they want to do. And I hear you. I hear you. And I understand. But I'm telling you, the moment that you lose sight and you remove God from your heart is the moment you lose the concept of time. And what I mean by the concept of time is we don't have much of it. I've been going through something that's extremely, extremely testing. It's testing my spirit. It's testing my heart. It's testing my soul. There have been plenty of times I wanted to just give up. There are plenty of times that just all kind of just thoughts just racing through my mind. For the past week and a day, I have not been able to concentrate the way that I need to, because I've been too busy and too focused on what I think that I'm going through in my problems, instead of telling my problems how big my God is. And I don't think I really don't think you understand what I'm saying to you. We run into problems every day of our lives. They're not going to stop coming. That's a whole part of the process. It's called the contrast. But God is trying to test you to see how much do you truly believe that I can solve your problems. How much do you truly believe that I can get you out of this rut? How much do you truly believe that you can trust me? And I'm trying to tell you right now, and I would have the great opportunity to really break this down for you guys. I'm telling you now, witnessing to you with every cell in my body, that God is more than real. I have proof. My family seen it. I'm in it right now. I'm telling you that God is real. And the concept of the principalities that are trying to take you down and weigh you down and keep you, just keep you in that rut, that's real too. But if you decide to believe in it and stick in that portion and let that be a part of your life, then that's what's going to happen for you. You're going to stay right in that. So as we continue to grow as people, I want you guys to know that you cannot and you should not let the enemy win over your life. See, God is testing all of us simply by our hearts. I used to hear a lot of people say to me, oh, you think you're perfect? Mm-mm. No, I don't think I'm perfect, but I think that you think that I am. Now, I do think I'm better than some things and some people. Yeah, but I'm not perfect. I do understand that things can come off a certain type of way. I could be grandiose and I can be conceited and arrogant. But then I realize in my arrogance and my conceitedness that I am no better than anybody else. I have fallen short of God's glory. I don't know how many times. More times than I can count. I'll tell you that much. Right? More times than I can count. More times than I can bear. And in that, you start to realize that, oh, I'm really no better than anybody. Now, I can keep on thinking that, but once you think that, that settles into your heart. And God will test you. He will test you and say, well, do this for my servant. Do my prophet no harm. Do this for this person. Let's see if you two are compatible. Go over there and talk to them and see how is their day going. Now, I get it. A lot of us are in our feelings about a lot of different things. I started this show off saying that I send out my condolences to a lot of people who are losing their family because it's not a game. This life is not a game. I know we've been told that it is. I've even talked about it a couple times until the notion where I was like, well, if life is a game, where are the instructions? And I can tell you right now, plain as day, the instructions are in the Bible. I've been getting back into my word because that's what I lost sight of. And I started realizing that all these little notes, thumbnails, if you will, that I've been seeing, this thumbnail hit me today. I'm going to read it to you because I was going to put it up. It says, shut your mouth. God wants you to be silent about this. And I go, oh, I know exactly what he's talking about. I know exactly what he's talking about. But I wanted to get on here tonight and tell you guys on the aspect of worshiping God and letting them know that you appreciate having life. It may feel like you don't know why you're here. You may not know your purpose. Earlier today, and this is what inspired this, earlier today I was listening to Dr. Jamal Bryant. I got a chance to meet him back in the year 2010. I don't know if I got a picture from him, but I definitely got a chance to meet him, shake his hand, and talk to him. We were at the NAACP Summit in Miami, Florida. And we was in this restaurant that turned into a club, and it was him and I guess either his two deacons or his two bodyguards. I'm gonna say it probably was his two bodyguards. And what I noticed about him was he was there, he was being cordial with everybody, but I can tell he didn't belong there. It was his presence, his countenance. Of course, the way he was dressed, it showed me that he wasn't a part of what we were a part of, which was like the party aspect. He understood it, was in there, shook hands, ate some food. But when the music started coming on and the time of the night started getting late, he left up out of there. And a huge part of me wanted to do the same thing, but I stayed and I stuck around. And I've noticed that when he talks and when he wears what he wears, he's extremely polished. He's extremely well put together. But today, when I was listening to one of his sermons, I realize that he realizes the concept of time and that we don't have it the way you guys think that we do. I understand that you're not supposed to be negative and you're supposed to be optimistic and, you know, go for all your opportunities. But I'm telling you, without praying and talking to God in your heart and in your mind and showing him by your daily activities how much you appreciate him, I think that there's a strong possibility that you start to dwindle down that time glass with the sand in it. It starts to dwindle down on that. And I don't want you guys to lose your life like I've seen so many others by not knowing if you had believed in your heart that God was real. Because a lot of us, we're just living. We're just doing things. It's called surviving. And I don't want you guys to just be surviving. I want you guys to be living with a purpose. I want you guys to know that you are here for a reason. And that time, unfortunately, like they say, or we think that they say time is on your side, when actually, when you become aware of time, it becomes against you. I had a situation where I had the opportunity to sit in silence and try to wonder where it is that I'm at. Like, how did I get to this point? What lesson are you trying to teach me? What are you saying to me? Clearly, I have lost my way. Clearly, I don't understand what I've been reading because I'm here in this place. But now that I'm here in this place, which I had considered the lion's den, what is it that you want to talk to me about, God? And as I was in there, sitting in the pit amongst many lions, I realized that those lions, they wasn't there to hurt me. They were there to protect me. They realized that they fell for the same trick as well. And in that pit, it's covered up. And everybody walks and falls into the pit, but they can't get themselves out. They try to claw themselves out. They try to think their way through the situation, but they just can't get out. And as I was in the pit amongst many lions, I was wondering, well, why don't anybody take the stairs? Why is everybody trying to climb out? Why didn't they just take the stairs? And the reason they didn't take the stairs is just like any concept that every farmer always puts their animals through, they don't realize that they can. They don't realize that they can. I can't wait to really dive into what it is that I truly want to talk about on another stream. But I do know today that a lot of my classmates, people who I consider to be my friends, they are passing away. I was talking to my sister about 2 weeks ago, and I asked her, I say, do you think that there's something up with the children that went to school with us that were born from St. Mary's Hospital? Because most of them are dying of cancer. A lot of the young ladies are dying of breast cancer, and they're all about the same age. There's been at least 8 girls that I went to school with from middle school and high school that are no longer here, and they passed away in their 30s. About 8 of them. And I always, unfortunately, see the news on Facebook, and it's always someone that I know that's passing away. And they just passed away like recently. You know, just a little bit before their birthday or just a little bit after their birthday. And it's emotionally tearing me apart, because in my mind, I'm thinking, man, I can't wait to see that person turn into a grandma. I can't wait to see, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing people age as we all age. I'm looking forward to seeing that. And I don't like to hear that somebody got into a car accident, somebody got gunned down, you know, somebody lost their life to an illness. But unfortunately, those are the things that have been written in the book of life for us so that we can look at other people's lives and not be judgmental. I was put into a place where I became the same like everyone else. And now that I have a bird's eye view of what's going on, I have no room and no effort not to judge anyone. It's not my place. It's not in my heart. I just don't want to deal with it. So in that, I want you guys to do the same thing. I don't want you guys to go around life judging people because you think that the money that you have, the clothes that you wear, the house that you live in, the car that you drive, it trumps the fact that you think that you're going to live forever. You think that in doing that and talking about money, that God is pleased with that. And I know if those of you who are going to watch this on the replay and you're very young and you never seen me before, you think that the money that you're making from whatever that you're doing, the hundreds of thousands, the millions, whatever, you think that that's making you a better person in life. And that's just sealing the deal with you and God. When God is saying, I'm only caring about your heart and how you treat people. I had this dream last week and I told my sister about it. It was a simple dream. And in the dream, it basically was like a banner sign going across saying the money isn't real. But what I understood from it was the money doesn't even matter. It's not worth anything. It seems like it's worth something because we get to buy stuff, you know, the necklace, the T-shirt, jacket, you know, you get to buy things. But when you really realize about your life, you go, the money does nothing for you, for your life, for your soul. Yeah, it helps you pay a bill. It helps you live in a house and stuff like that. But in my dream, it was like the money isn't real. That's not what I'm looking at. I'm not looking at how much money you have and if you have became successful. I'm looking at, well, how do you feel about me? How do you feel about me? You believe in me? You believe I can help you? Or you just talking? You know, let me put you in this situation real quick so I can see if you truly believe. And I was put in it. I was put in it. Let's do this real quickly. Let me check the audio real quickly. Looks like we sound good. We good? Yeah, we sound good. So in that, as I look through my Facebook and I see the multitude of my friends passing away, my heart goes out to all of you, your family, your children. I've said this plenty of times. I cannot fathom losing my family members. It's a hurting thing. It's uncomfortable. It doesn't feel good. Because you miss that person. You realize that you don't know where they were and what they were thinking in the time that it was happening. But I'm telling you now that God, he doesn't want you to worry like that. He don't want you to worry about your family like that, because they know better. They was raised right from wrong. They knew how to find him. They knew how to seek him. Whether they did it or not is the thing. And a lot of times we just have to realize that as much as we think that we have a plan, the plan isn't ours. It's for God. It's his plan. And he has to do things his way, and we just have to understand it. It's just what it is. It's still in the concept of having a parent. You realize that when you're a child, if you have parents that are being very instructional with you, you have to follow their instructions because you're living under their roof. But a part of you goes, well, why do I have to do what you say? And they'll always say to you, because I said so. But in that lesson in that, you're supposed to honor your parents and take their word for things, because when you're a kid, you don't know what's outside those walls. And your parents are trying to keep you from being behind walls that you can never get out of. So as you grow up and you start doing things on your own, thinking you're big and bad enough to do so, you find yourself in a situation that you can't get out of. And the only way that you're going to get out of it is through prayer. But God doesn't want you to just come to him to get your way out of something. Excuse me. He wants you to come to him in the good times, not just the bad. He wants you to come to him when things are great. You still got plenty to talk about. You don't have to just talk to me when you run into a problem. You can just tell your problems about me, but let's continue talking about what you want to talk about. Hey, you seen that thing that I did for you? You like that? And you say, God, thank you for blessing me. Yeah, thank you for waking me up this morning. Because I realized all the functioning parts of my body to alert my brain to say, hey, it's time to get up. This life is meant to be worshiped. This life is meant for you to pray. This life is meant for you to enjoy the moments and have fun. It's meant for you to go through the contrast of good and evil and bad things happening to you. It's made for you to understand that as much as you think that you're the man and you're the woman of your life, there's something greater than you. And as the scripture goes, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. God is trying to get you to understand that there's greatness within you. And if you want to harness that greatness, you got to talk to me so I can show you how to activate it. You think that God doesn't want you to be your best and to do your greatest? When you think about some of the things that you have been through and the mistakes that you have made, you start thinking to yourself like, oh, if I wouldn't have did that, I wouldn't have ran into this problem. And God is like, yeah, I know. But you just did what you wanted to do anyway. Happens to every last single one of us. Like my dad would say, I dare you to keep living. Just keep on living. Keep living. And as you get older, you're going to start to realize that, you know what? Man, I'm still a baby. You ever heard people that are like in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, and you tell them your age, you're 30, you're 40, they go, oh, you're still a baby. It's like you had, because you haven't been through nothing. Because your life goes by like this. Yeah, granted, we 60s, 80s, 90s. And even still, when you get up in that age, you still feel like you didn't live life enough. I've never heard anyone, even my great-great-grandma, but I never heard anyone older than me say they live life enough. I can understand that some people probably feel like they get tired of it, but I had never heard anybody say, well, I did everything in life. I lived it enough. All right, I'm cool. It's impossible. It's just too much to do. So it's so many different conversations, so many different stories, so many different concepts of business, and so many different concepts of different religions, but you can't let them, if you believe in what you believe in, but it's so many different interesting things on why people do what they do. In another stream, maybe tomorrow, I'm going to talk about a young man named Joshua Taylor. Got a chance to meet Joshua Taylor. Who is Joshua Taylor? Joshua Taylor is locked up for capital murder. For, I'm just going to say allegedly right now, killing his nephew. And I got the opportunity to ask him the question that I wanted to ask anybody who was convicted of something. Why'd you do it? I just wanted to know why. And when I was talking to him, I had to make sure that I didn't trigger or strike a nerve. So I gave him a compliment that underhands what most people would think as an insult of asking like the question, why? And you'll be amazed to hear what the answer is. And I understood it. And I go, could there have been a way that you could have avoided doing it? And he gave me his answer. And I'm going to talk to you guys about that. And it's going to be a very interesting stream. I want to get the thumbnail put together for it. And I kind of want to read up on his case a little bit more. But I did get a chance to talk to him. And it's very interesting. Very interesting. You know. And a lot of times we have to understand that God puts us in certain places for his reasons and not our own. You know. And as much as we think that we got it all figured out, we don't. We don't have it figured out. So you keep on living this life according to God's plan. Read your Bible, pray, meditate, relax, get away from this world and all the issues that come along with it. Know that God has a greater purpose for you. And like they always say, don't tell your problems to God. Tell your problems. Wait, I think I messed it up. Don't tell God about your problems. Tell your problems how big your God is. We out of here. We catch you guys in a little bit. We might come back with another stream. Peace out. God bless you.